Dear people, the first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. And this passage we're reading in the first reading today is from the end of the book of the prophet Malachi. It's only three chapters. These are the very last words of that chapter. So these are the last words of the Old Testament for the first reading today. And in it, we see God, Yahweh, listening in on the conversation between two different groups. The first group, and they're both critiquing God and trying to understand why God does what he does or doesn't do what he doesn't do. And the first group says, it's vain to serve God. What do we profit by keeping his commands? The wicked are the ones who are prospering, and those of us who are trying to follow them aren't. What do we profit? Then it comes down to, and then he listened attentively to those who fear the Lord. And it says, they get it, they understand, and because they fear the Lord, they will again see the distinction between the just and the unjust. And so it's important that we understand the fear of the Lord. He said, those who fear the Lord understand God. And those who fear the Lord, listen closely, have established in their heart the desire above all things to not leave the Lord. Those who fear the Lord answer this question, why do you want a relationship with the Lord? The answer is to have a relationship with the Lord. And once fear of the Lord captures my heart, everything else now serves me, can serve me staying with the Lord. And now I understand how he works, that he can let his beloved son suffer. Why? Because it brings them closer to the Lord. But that only works if my relationship with the Lord is the end and not a means to me being able to control other things and get people fixed and get so on and so forth. And then we bring it to prayer, dear people. And this all applies to prayer. This is Jesus' teaching on prayer in the Gospel of Luke. And Jesus filters all his teaching on prayer down to, how much will my Father give the Holy Spirit? And what is the Holy Spirit? The relationship between the Father and the Son. If those who are praying because they want a closer relationship with me and not just get me to do their will and just not get me to get them what they really want, some means to a greater thing, if they really want relationship with me above all things, that relationship will be poured into them. We can't understand prayer if that's not the reason. And so let us pray. Let us beg God, and let us watch how our hearts leave that as our great good. And that we want to be with God for something other than being with God. May God grant us that grace.